Here's a math exam question for fifth graders at an elementary school in Nanchong City, Sichuan Province. Here it goes. There are 26 sheep and 10 goats on a ship. How old is the captain? Teachers call this an open-ended question, and is it suitable to have a question like this in a standardized test? Well, what's your answer to the question?
Yeah, so this is like, are you smarter than a fifth grader? Give this question a try, right? The simple translation, just like Young had said, says, help Shaolin solve such a problem given that there are 26 sheep and 10 goats on a ship. How old could the captain be? So, you know, hearing this question, I immediately thought of Noah's Ark. I'm like, why is this guy putting a bunch of animals on a boat? I'm like, is there a flood going on? And maybe he's as old as Noah. Because Noah was super old, right? You know,
a few thousand years old.
Yeah. This gives you an idea of how open-ended this question is. And you might say, Ron, that's a crazy answer. Let me give you some of the other answers, okay? So these are what the student said. The captain should be at least 18, since you cannot run a ship without being an adult. I like this kid. Very responsible.
Making sense.
Another kid says, the captain is a narcissist. He kept the number of sheep and goats equal to his age, so he's 36. And another person said, since there's no relationship between the age of the captain and the number of the animals on board, this question does not have an answer and is silly. Maybe that student's right.
I like this one.
Yeah, netizens. Liming, what did the netizens say?
Well, the netizens are coming up with all kinds of interpretations. Let me try and explain this answer.
Yeah.
So the netizen says, since 26 sheep on board, so he's dividing the number of letters in the word sheep. And, he's dividing the figure 26 by the number of letters in that. So 26 divided by 5 is 5.2. That means for each E equals 5.2. And then 10 goats, right? He's dividing the number 10 by the letters in the word goats. Mm-hmm. There are 5 letters in the word goats. So,
this person's just letter. Too good at math.
This is how complicated some of these answers are. Yeah. So they're taking words apart and attributing numeric value to them.
Yeah.
These are adults.
Yeah.
They're like, how can our kids answer this question? And how can I answer this question?
So there is no one answer to the question, then.
Right. But really, the big part of this story is some parents were very upset because, guys, this was on a standardized test. Parents were baffled. They said, I don't know how the test makers think. This question is definitely not a logical math problem. Some praised it, actually, though, said, the education department must be using this problem to help students think beyond the box. This is a new and valuable attempt. Very excited, as you can hear in my voice. Okay, so a day later, the education department of Shunqing District released an explanation of this question. It mentioned that this problem is aimed to, I guess, cultivate students' critical and independent thinking ability. They also urged and argued, I guess, surveys among Chinese primary students suggest that Chinese elementary level children lack the basic ability to question and think critically on math problems, which is the initial reason why they come out with such a problem.
But those are primary school students. What kind of basic ability to question and think critically do you expect them to have?
Precisely, the definition of critical thinking is self-guided, self-disciplined thinking, which attempts to reason at a high level of quality, fair-minded thinking, okay? This is something I struggle with, okay? How is this fifth grader going to do it? According to some research, most children do not reach the level of cognitive development to begin thinking critically until they are at least 11 years old or older, right? So that means Kongzi and Aristotle. These are two perfect examples. They weren't 11 years old when people were like, oh, my God, this is so enlightening.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be probably above 11 years old to be spewing and saying really philosophical, intelligent, great math answers or whatever.
Yeah, but my wonder here is if you're not being taught or encouraged of being critical when it comes to logic and thinking and all that stuff, but you're expected to do that in an examination, isn't that a little unfair for the students?
It is a little unfair, but maybe the examiners are thinking that we make this examination as a start, that perhaps people are paying attention to this exam, then maybe they'll later start to develop that skill.
I kind of like it. I think it will make for some funny answers on tests.
Yes, and apparently as long as you write an answer, you get some points.